A Grief Observed by C.S. Lewis. Foreword. When A Grief Observed was first published under the pseudonym of N.W. Clerk, it was given me by a friend, and I read it with great interest and considerable distance. I was in the middle of my own marriage with three young children, and although I felt great sympathy for C.S. Lewis in his grief over the death of his wife, at that time it was so far from my own experience that I was not deeply moved. Many years later, after the death of my husband, another friend sent me A Grief Observed, and I read it, expecting to be far more immediately involved than I had on the first reading. Parts of the book touched me deeply, but on the whole my experience of grief and Lewis's were very different. For one thing, when C.S. Lewis married Joy Davidman, she was in the hospital. He knew that he was marrying a woman who was dying of cancer. And even though there was the unexpected remission and some good years of reprieve, his experience of marriage was only a taste, compared to my own marriage of 40 years. He had been invited to the great feast of marriage, and the banquet was rudely snatched away from him before he had done more than sample the hors d'oeuvre. And to Lewis that sudden deprivation brought about a brief loss of faith. Where is God? Go to him when your need is desperate, when all other help is in vain, and what do you find? A door slammed in your face. The death of a spouse after a long and fulfilling marriage is quite a different thing. Perhaps I have never felt more closely the strength of God's presence than I did during the months of my husband's dying and after his death. It did not wipe away the grief. The death of a beloved is an amputation, but when two people marry, each one has to accept that one of them will die before the other. When C.S. Lewis married Joy Davidman, it was a pretty certain expectation.